You're listening to another AppleViz podcast.
Hi, everybody. My name is Joseph Hodge. I'm here to demonstrate a podcast today, Sling Television. So before I start kind of going in and showing you how it works, let me explain what Sling TV is. This is not to be confused with the Sling Box. That was something that was out a few years ago and you can still buy that allows you to hook up and view your TV like Comcast or Dish Network anywhere you are. It's a little box you'd put under your television and set up. This is actually called Sling TV, which is by Dish Network, and it's basically a skinny bundle of channels that you can purchase. So they have two bundles right now and then several add-ons. So for example, they have Sling Blue and Sling Orange. The Sling Blue is $24.99 by itself. The Sling Orange is $19.99 by itself. The difference is Sling Blue offers you Fox and NBC on demand, and also FS1 and FS2 sports regional coverage, and USA is its big draws, I would say. The Orange package offers you ESPN and more ABC-type programming like Freeform and Nickelodeon. So there are some differences, and you can go on sling.com and see the different options they offer. So without further ado, let me go ahead and go into the app. I have the Apple TV 4th generation. One thing to note is it works really well on the Apple TV. On the iOS side of things, it does not work all that well. I mean, on the iPhone or iPad, I should say. You can use it, but it's just very limited, and you would have to know. I can get the search bar to pull up, but I can't really view the guide. I've emailed Sling a few times since I've gotten it, and I'm hoping at some point they'll do an update and maybe make it more accessible. Maybe not, but who knows. But the Apple TV satisfies my needs. I feel with it and Netflix, I pretty much have what I'd want. I really went back and forth, like, do I want to buy DirecTV? Do I want to get Dish Network? Do I want to, I wanted to have something with a DVR, and nothing, unfortunately, is purely accessible. I mean, I threw out the question on AppleViz, got back several responses about TiVo, and, I'd have to pay for a cable bill, cable, then a cable card, then a TiVo subscription. Just all of it wasn't really in the price range I felt comfortable being in, for how much I watch TV. I feel like Sling is no contract, so if I want to cancel it tomorrow, it can end tomorrow. I'm not held by any piece of equipment, or my fees aren't going to double next year. If they decide to raise the rates, I can always opt out. So, and I can go in and change my package anytime. So, like, I have the Sling Blue plus the comedy channels, which gives me $29 a month. The comedy add-on gives you things like MTV, MTV2, CMT, Spike, and TV Land. I really kind of wanted it for TV Land. I like that channel a lot. So, I think without further ado, though, let's go ahead and start exploring.
Sling TV. In progress. My TV.
So the first thing that comes up is a tab that says My TV. This tab really is not all that useful. You can add shows to your favorites, although that doesn't do anything. It's also if you happen to exit and you're watching like something on demand, it should be saved here. So let me flick down, I'll show you.
ADD.
Now that says add. If I click on that, it really isn't accessible. I'll just go ahead and demonstrate now. I clicked and you have this screen that comes up and there's bloops, but nothing's there. So I'm going to back out of that.
ADD.
Just by hitting the menu button. So now I'm going to go down.
Epic Rap Battles of History. TV 14 vertical line 2 meters. Flight 93. TV PG vertical line 2 hours. 2 minutes.
So this is Flight 93. I was watching that yesterday, so I'm surprised that's actually still on. but apparently it is. Now, when I click on this, it does have an option that comes up, and this happens on several channels, and I'll go over those channels here in a second. But on the screen, it says resume or start from beginning. So I'm going to click on start from beginning here because I didn't watch this from the beginning. And this is Flight 93. So one thing that's really cool about it, now I can favorite this if this was a TV series, but again, it doesn't do anything. I mean, if it were something that were, you know, maybe it gave you recommendations or, you know, something along those lines, I could understand why you'd want to favorite something, but it just doesn't. There's no purpose to favoriting it. So, I mean, it will tell you if I click on favorite.
Favorited.
It'll say favorited, but nothing else happens. So, I'm going to go ahead and back out of this.
Flight 93. TV, My TV.
So that's a little bit of My TV. Now, I want to explain something about the channels. So, I was mentioning that there are several channels, well, four or five, that will allow you to, when you click on the channel, it'll allow you to restart the show from beginning or play live. Those channels are A&E History. On the Sling Blue package, you would get Nat Geo, and I feel like there's one more that I'm missing, and I can't think of it. But History is the biggest one for me that it happens on, because I can go back. Basically, on these channels, you can actually go back 3 days in advance. 3 days previous, and watch shows that have aired. And I'll demonstrate that here in a second. So let's go
on
right one. So I was at the top.
My TV.
So I was at My TV. So that's where you start. So if I flick right,
on now.
This is on now, and this kind of gives you a brief guide if you wanted to kind of just flick down.
The Golf Zone with Jimmy Hanlon, 8 p.m. Vertical Line NR Vertical Line 2H. Chevrolet Performance U.S. National UFC 203, World's Best Rides, $20,000 Sit and Go, 9 p.m. Verdict, A Dolphin is a Guppy's Best Friend, 9 p.m. Muppets Most Wanted, 8 p.m. Vertical Line TV PG Vertical Line 2 hours, 15 minutes, Family Face Off, Things Get Very Interesting, 9 p.m. Verdict, World's Best Rides, Family Face Off, Things Get Very Interesting, Superman, The Movie, 7 p.m. Vertical Line TV PG Vertical Line 3A, Matt Gruber, 8 p.m. Family Face Off,
okay.
Things Get Watch.
I don't think.
Button.
I don't think it's 9 o'clock, but we'll see. So another thing you can do is, it said watch and I just clicked again, but now it says button. And what I've noticed is I can sometimes flick up with two fingers, and it will read sometimes, but it will not hear, so. We're going to go ahead and... Okay, this is one of those ones. So if you don't really get any feedback at all, and you flick down, and you get that bloop, this is a channel that you can start live or go back and start over. So I'm going to start over here on this.
Button.
What kind of a question is
that? It's supposed to be the food channel.
Previously on the Great Food Truck Breaks... Six families arrived to pursue.
Okay.
Watch.
So let me actually. I want to get in here and show you something too. So we're gonna go. We're just gonna go to live
button.
Now. So this part's kind of important to do it correctly. I'm gonna turn this down a second. So, I'm on now on that tab. And so if you wanted to quickly get in and maybe go to a channel, you could do so. Here's what I like about Sling TV a lot. So if I touch at the very top of the trackpad with one finger, just touch, don't actually click it, but just touch. And then I flick up. Let's see. I'm sorry, I'm kind of holding the iPhone and doing this a little weird here. Okay, here we go. Sorry. All right. So, I'm going to turn up voiceover.
Vertical line 60 meters in 57 meters. Cooks versus cons.
So this is kind of really cool. It shows you what a sighted person would see. So if I flick up again.
All channels. Tab. Sports. Tab.
And I'm just flicking TLC, right.
Entertainment. Tab. Family. Lifestyle. News. Tab. Six of Life's Family.
So if I want to go family.
The Cleveland Show. 9 p.m. Vertical Line. Bubble Guppies. 9 p.m. Vertical Line.
Not much
line,
here.
Family.
Okay.
Entertainment.
We're going to go entertainment.
Tab. Fear the Walking Dead. Thor. The Dark World. Fear the Last Ship. Muppets Most Wanted. Impractical Joker. Law and Order. Sharknado. The Fourth Awakens. 9 p.m.
Now,
Vertical Line TV.
So I'm just flicking right and left.
In 1 hour, 56 minutes. Sharknado 3. Oh, hell no.
But if I wanted to hear something that's coming on after that show, I could let VoiceOver speak. So if I flick right again.
South Park. 8:53 p.m. Vertical Line TV. MA Vertical Line 34 meters. In 23 meters. South Park.
So I can kind of gauge on how long that show has been on as well by listening to all that.
Bar Rescue. 9 p.m. Vertical Line TV. PG Vertical Line 60 meters. In 56 meters. Bar Rescue.
So this just started. So if I click on this, since I want to watch Bar Rescue, I click, and it goes right there. Now the key thing here is, since I've already touched at the top of the trackpad, if I just flick up again,
Bar Rescue.
I'm back, and I can flick right again.
8 mile. 9 p.m. Vertical Line TV. 14 Vertical Line. 2 hours. 30 minutes. In 2 hours. 25 minutes. Project X.
So now let me go over here, and we'll go sports.
10 of 10. Campus in sports. Campus
okay.
In campus.
They added these channels. I'm going to go. I'm going all the way left here. They added these Campus Insider channels, which are on a preview. So much like a cable company, sometimes they'll give you free previews. I got the Campus Insider, which gives you live events for like smaller schools. I got that to like the 15th of September, I think.
NHRA drag racing. 8:30 p.m. Vertical Line NR Vertical Line 2 age. In 1 hour, 25 minutes, Red Bull X5, Poker After Dark, The Golf Zone with Jim, NFL Preseason Football. 8 p.m. Vertical Line button.
And there's NFL. So, I'm going to back out of this.
NFL Preseason Football. Family Face-Off. Things on now.
So now I'm back to the on now. Now here comes my favorite part. So if I flick right again.
Guide.
I have the guide. So you can go to on now. I don't prefer to use that method very often. I'll just go to the guide and look at it. But if I flick down.
Selected. 8 of 53.
That puts you on NFL Network, which was where I left off. But I'm going to go back left, all the way left.
Selected.
Now in the Sling Blue package, channel 1 is FX. So if I flick down.
Thor, The Dark World. 7:30 p.m. Vertical Line TV. PG Vertical Line 2 hours. 30
now,
minutes.
That's what's on right now. Now if I flick left, it's going to go bloop because I can't go back. Okay? But if I flick right.
The Strain. New Vertical Line 10 p.m. Vertical Line TV. MA Vertical Line 1 hour. 3 minutes.
So I like that because it tells you it's new, everything else. So if I flick right again.
The Strain. 11:03 p.m. Vertical Line TV. MA Vertical Line 1 hour. 3 minutes. The Strain. 12:06 a.m. Mon
Apparently
Vertical
have tons
Line
of options
TV.
Here.
MA Vertical Line 1 hour. 1 minute. The Strain. 1:07 a.m. Mon Vertical Line TV. MA Baskets. 2:10 a.m. Mon Baskets. 2:43 Nutri Ninja Blender. Create an unpaid pro body B. No defraud. 7-day secret to free upgrade to the new Bissell Cross Wave All at Mike and Molly. 7 a.m. on
So it goes to Mike and Molly at 7 o'clock. So you can actually see the paid programming, and you can go pretty far in the future. Now, if I flick down, I can then view what's on demand for FX.
Sex and Drugs and Rock and Roll. The Strain. That's My Boy. Thor, The Dark World. That's My Boy.
Sorry.
TV 14 Vertical Line 1 hour. 57 Thor, the Twilight Saga, Eclipse. TV 4, The Twilight Saga, Tyrant.
So there are actually movies on FX as well. So I'm going to click on The Strain because I've heard that's good. I haven't watched anything
about
that.
New York Strong, 1 of 1.
So there's just one episode here. So if I click on that
button,
it will actually start playing on demand. That's the sling sound.
FX presents. Strain. The following program is rated TV-MA-LV. It contains strong language and violence.
I don't want to offend anybody, so I'm going to get out of that.
New York Strong. The Strain.
All right. But anyway, it plays, and it's very, very quick, as you heard. So if I just press back.
Selected. 1 of 53.
Okay, so now I'm on channel 1, which of course I know is FX. Now, say I want it. Here's the thing that makes it difficult is because they add shows or channels every so often, you don't always know where things are, and things have moved pretty consistently since I've gotten it, to be honest with you. So, I mean, memorizing channels is okay, but let me just flick. I want to show you two more things here, and then I'll play with the guide a little bit more. So if I flick right one.
Selected. 2 of 53.
This is Fox On Demand. So if I flick down.
Superhuman. Gotham.
So basically they have a deal with Fox that after a show airs the next day they can put it up on demand.
Teen Choice Awards. Bob's Burgers. Bordertown. Brooklyn Nine-Nine. Cooper Barrett's Family Guy. Fox Previews. Grandfathered. The Grinder. The Last Man on, New Girl, Party Over Here, The Simpsons, World's Funniest, Lethal Weapon, Houdini and Doyle, Fox Previews, Empire, Bones, The Exorcist, American Grid, Coupled, Hell's Kitchen, Home Free, Hotel Hell, Master Chef Jr., So You Think You Can Dance, Mention Kelly Presence.
Okay.
So
here,
American Grid, The Exorcist, Bones, Empire.
We'll look at Bones because Bones is a little older show, so I'm curious what they have.
18, The Movie in the Making.
So
1 of 5.
Here they have 1 of 5. So if I flick down,
19, The Head in the Abutment. 18.
So I'm going to show you
The Movie in the
Making. So I went back up to 18. Now if I flick up,
Season 11.
And I flick right.
Watch.
So they only have one season, and that's season 11. And then I'm going to get back out of here. So you can't watch any live Fox shows, but you can watch the Fox On Demand. Now, if I flick right, this is NBC On Demand, and the same thing.
America's Got Talent.
We'll just click on that real quick.
10. Judge Codds.
I have no idea where they are in this show, but as you can tell, it's streaming already. So let's go to
10. Judge Codds, America's Got Talent.
We're gonna go up to like history real quick, so I can show you that back in time feature. And I think history is around 24 now, or 25.
24 of 53.
We'll try 24.
Diary of a Mad Black Woman, Abundant Life, Paid Programming.
Now, if I'm not really sure what channel this is kind of cool. So if I go, I can't do it on the live thing because it'll show you watch, but if I flick right one and press the enter, like click down.
Abundant Live, NR 30 meters bed.
So this is BET.
Abundant Live.
Okay.
Selected.
So
24 of
I'm going to go
selected. 28 of 53.
Again, this is where it gets frustrating that they added those three campus channels.
Black Market. Dispatches. 9 p. Black Market. Weed a Cat. 10 p.m. Verdict. Weed a Cat. S2. F1 TV 14. 30 meters. Viceland.
So this is Viceland. Okay. Viceland's one you can do it on, but I'm gonna do history. Okay.
27.
So I know history is 27 now, which will change, of course, later on. But if I click on this, it'll start playing history, actually. And history is one of those that's going to ask me, do I want to restart or play live? I'm just going to play live. I have no idea what's on. So it's playing commercials. So if I back out of this, though, this is really cool. If I flick down twice,
American Pickers, 9 p.m.
So American Pickers is on right now. If I go right, American Pickers is on again. But say I wanted to flick left here. Before it would go dong, like I couldn't do it. But if I do this now,
American Pickers, 6 p.m. Vertical Line TV PG Vertical Line 60 meters.
So I am now actually back on Sunday at 6 o'clock.
American, World War, Modern Marvels, World War II from Space, The World Wars, 10 a.m. vertical. I kind of missed
this,
TV
so let's go ahead and watch this.
Button.
So, there you go. Now, I know, like, TV Land is 31. I do know that. I was watching it earlier. So, let me go there.
Selected. 32 of 50. Selected. 31 of 53.
I was going to click on that. Everybody Loves Raymond should be on. And there we go. So, I just kind of want to demo that, too. So, let's go ahead and get out of this. Here's, I think you kind of get an idea. So when I'm on the channel numbers, the key thing is if you flick down twice, you go to what's currently on.
Everybody Loves Raymond.
And you can then flick left or right.
Line TV, PG, left, of course, on this channel
doesn't do anything.
Everybody loves the King of Queens.
Okay.
11 p.m. So now if I flick down again, PG, vertical line 30 meters.
Oh, sorry. So if you flick down twice from the guide, from the channel number, you get to the currently playing show. If you flick down again.
Younger.
You get the on-demand stuff. So TV Land has Younger.
The Jim Gaffigan Show. Impastor.
Okay.
Everybody
so
Loves Raymond.
My guide thing that I was showing you earlier, TV, PG, let me put back on Everybody Loves Raymond.
Button.
So as you noticed, if I click on it where it says Everybody Loves Raymond in the guide, it gives you the watch option. It does not do that from the channel number. That's something to take note of. But if I do my trick here where I touch on the top and then go up,
black mark every all okay. Channels tab one everybody loves
my guide room. My guide preview is back so if I flick TV, PG, left here
line, Matt Gruber 8 p.m. vertical line TVMA vertical line 2H in 45 meters Zombieland.
I know that's IFC but if I flick right again
FC's company 9 p.m. vertical line TVPG vertical line 30 meters in 15 meters Three's company Superman Friend Zone Comic Storian Mexico Live The Real Housewives of New York, The Great Food Truck Race, Stream Water Parks, Pope versus Stream Water Parks, 9 p.m. vertical.
Oh, the Travel Channel is one. I just reminded myself. The Travel Channel, that's what this channel is one of those shows. So I'm going to go to that and restart.
Button.
Wipe our mouths, one napkin at a time.
And now it will come on with Stream Water Park. And you get a little clip of what's before.
Special edition of Extreme Water Parks.
So it's really neat. Let me go ahead and go back here and show you one more thing.
Sports.
So sports here is hit and miss on accessibility. I mean, honestly, I would just do the touch the trackpad at the very top with your finger and then explore that way. Go up and choose sports and go down and, you know, go through. If you go to sports here, it's semi-accessible.
Chevrolet Performance U.S. Not UFC 203, $20,000, Madrid, 10 NFL total access, 6 a.m. on vertical
see, it,
line and
it,
our vertical
what
line
I don't like
meters.
About it is it just shows you a schedule of all sports things coming up, not necessarily what's currently on, so it makes it a little difficult to navigate. And there's really no, like going right or up or down. It doesn't really change it. So if I flick right here one more time.
Search.
We have search.
Keyboard.
And you can dictate, so if I say Pawn Stars.
Inserted Pawn Stars.
I don't know if there was anything on history or not earlier.
Selected.
But
uppercase letters. Lowercase
apparently not.
Selected.
Okay.
Uppercase letters. Cap K.
So now I'm going to go just
search.
Back out of that and then click on it
keyboard.
Again.
Cap K.
Let me do.
Kilo.
Let's see. Still the King. I know they have that.
Inserted Still the King. Selected. Still the King. TV.
So this is on CMT, but I'm able to do a search for it and then click
Still
on it.
Still the King at 111.
And then see the shows. Say I knew they had Mike and Molly. That's
keyboard.
Something we saw on FX.
Keyboard.
So I didn't necessarily want to go in FX and look for it, but I wanted
Alpha.
To. Mike and Molly.
Inserted Mike and Molly. Mike and Molly. TV 14. Selected. Mike and Molly. TV 14.
Okay.
11. Fish for breakfast. 1 of 10. Button.
And then I'm going to play Fish for Breakfast. They had 10 episodes. You hear that Sling logo? And there you go.
Sorry,
None of the 11. Settings are accessible. It's very unuser-friendly for us. There is things like speed test in there. That would be nice to use. Of course, there's just an app on the Apple TV called Speed Test you can get to if you're having issues. So hopefully this kind of answers some questions. I personally like Sling because of the non-financial burden. I can get it when I want, drop it when I want. I go through spurts where I love TV, and I go through spurts where I don't love TV at all. I mean, I could just care less. So I know if I get it and I'm paying $70 a month for it, and I don't use it, I'm going to feel horrible. So, I mean, personally, Sling works for me. Some people like the, you know, for example, as I was talking about the Sling Orange and Sling Blue packages, some people get upset that you can't get ESPN and Fox together. You can buy Sling Orange and Sling Blue together. They have a package. It's $40 a month. So, I mean, if that's something that's really important to you, I mean, $40 a month, you don't have DVR or anything, but you can use, you can watch those channels and, you know, not have any equipment fees or anything like that. So, I mean, you just have to determine what price you want to pay. I've actually thought about picking up Cinemax, which is $10 a month this month for the show Corey, which is based off of the book. But anyway, it's very interesting. It's really nice having a choice. Their website is very user-friendly on the iPhone. I have not found it to be the most user-friendly with anything else. I mean, you can use JAWS. I've played with it at work. I don't have JAWS at home, but it works pretty well. You have to use some cursor routing. On the Mac, I honestly have not tried it too much. I have played with it a little bit, but I prefer the iPhone. It's easy and pretty fast. You can also change things on the fly. And if you have any trouble with it at all, I mean, changing packages or adding and dropping, you can always call customer support. So I actually haven't even talked. I've never talked to anybody from Sling other than email. You know, asking them to make the iOS app more accessible. So, again, my name is Joseph Hodge. If you guys have any questions, I'll be watching the thread that this is under, and I'd feel free to answer any questions. Thank you. Hope you guys enjoy. Have a great day.
This podcast has been brought to you by the AppleVis community. For the latest in resources and tips and tricks to help you get the best from your Apple device, visit us online at www.applevis.com.